Dan, brand new segment of the Greg and Dan Show called Peoria 2030.
By the numbers.
By the numbers. J.D. Delfonso's over there. Hey, J.D.
Good morning, Greg and Dan. Good to be with you this morning.
Man, we are about to make your life miserable.
Yes.
We are going to fire so many things that you get ready, buddy. Strap in. Yesterday, there was a news conference about something called Greater Peoria 2030. And I'll let you give me the elevator speech on that. Go ahead. What is that encapsulated?
Yeah, I'm really excited about what we've been able to launch, and it's been months in the making. And what I want people to take away, we talked about yesterday, is this is a truly, truly collaborative effort among regional entities and local municipalities to curb many issues that's been facing the greater Peoria region. And so what yesterday we announced was a campaign to address numerous key issues that we've been affecting the greater Peoria area for years, one being, importantly, the population loss in the region has been shrinking for several reals, for many reasons. We want to build a talented workforce and really capitalize off when people come to visit. We want to make sure they know it's also a great place to live, so enhancing that quality of life. And so a campaign has launched for the next year that will actually be executed over the next 10 years. So basing statistics off of the 2020 census, and we already have our eyes on 2030 for the next census to really benchmark our success here. Many of these strategies have come from feedback we've gotten from the greater Peoria Big Table efforts, the said strategy that Chris Sandy has operated and executed, our own entities. And so that's what we were able to announce yesterday, and we were able to partner with McDaniel's Marketing out of Pekin and really inform everybody on what that route kind of looks like for the next year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, because there seems this effort over here, the big table, and over here and over there, and like, okay, how do we tie this all together and then use the momentum from those ideas to come up with the one big idea or big ideas? Is that what this is?
Yeah, and I think that's what I've been talking about, the big table. It's a great opportunity for us to really come around one big table and talk about things that we need to address. And, you know, from the Bureau standpoint, we've taken nuggets from there and implemented in our own strategic efforts. You know, we've taken that comprehensive economic development strategy that the EDC puts together. We've used that in our own strategic planning. You know, we are all working together for a common goal, and we use these resources. We come together as a community to build off of that. And so it's been great to see the fruits of our labors from these community efforts come to even a bigger campaign kind of feeding off of that.
You are a very positive and forward-looking individual. You always have been. And that is necessary here. And this is where I'm going to challenge that part of your personality, J.D., because and I'm kind of that way, too. I'm a pretty optimistic guy. But sometimes I just get exhausted having to defend the Central Illinois area as a good place, because there we have so many voices of people that live here that are so critical and so super critical, and even people listening to this conversation right now who are critically saying, well, this is just, you know, this is ridiculous.
Another idea.
And in 2030, there ain't going to be anybody left here anyway. So why don't we just, as they said back in the 80s, last guy out, turn out the lights, right? So how do we fight, and maybe that's the wrong word, how do we address that?
Yeah. My positivity comes from those that I surround myself, and you know, you guys are champions for positive advocacy, and those, and you have to feed off of that. You know, you have to believe in what you're working for, and I do, and those I'm working with are as well. And for those that criticize or don't necessarily feel that this is the right or it will be successful, they should take a look at the conference room in which this campaign has come together. You have bright young people from all organizations coming and being excited, writing on the whiteboard, talking about things that they love here. And those that, you know, live here and criticize it, me personally, there's a reason you still live here. It is a good place to live. And one of the things we advocate for is positive conversation leads to positive action. If we can continue that positive conversation, positive action comes forth. And there's going to be an effort for what we do here that combats kind of that negative sentiment that comes through. And that's part of the strategy as well, is that, you know, we understand we have differences. And we're willing to hear those. So we're healthy for that. But, you know, I will step up and I will be positive, but also aggressive in correcting what I believe is you know, not true. It's a great place to live and raise a family, and aside from just visit itself. So we're prepared for that, and you know, it's persistence of staying positive, and I think it's the Midwestern values that we entail that will make this successful for us.
Well, and it's not to ignore problems. We have problems. Everybody's got problems.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Two things. One, you're younger, which is good. I think
and
here's the thing. I think the people who are over 50, okay, your ideas probably are a little stale. Your job is to have the resources to get these ideas done. And the reason I say that is your age group is the age group we got to stimulate and move in. And I think this is being done, but we need to find multi-level marketing plans to get the message out across the country to pockets of people in that age group.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what this is going to be doing, because our target group is going to be the Chicago area for this year, demographics between 21 and 40, I believe. And that's the demographic. And we know that, you know, we may be young professionals of sort on that regard. We only have about a decade to really do our work before we have to hand the baton off to the next generation behind us. So it is really a short time frame in which we can make significant change. And this marketing plan that McDaniels has put forth really does that from a various aspect and multiple tiers, whether that's, you know, SEO, search engine optimization, Google search ads, social media campaigns, videos, even billboards, electronic, and in the Chicago area. We're hitting it multifaceted. And as this campaign builds in just even financially, that breadth of marketing efforts will expand even further, not just geographically, but also in those tactics that we can appeal to those demographics and age and ability. So with that, I mean, I think comes further success and more strategy with these marketing efforts. So you know, we look forward to that, but this is going to be a great first year.
JD, what can the average person listening right now do to help Greater Peoria 2030?
And by the way, complaining about potholes is not welcome right now.
We'll get to the potholes. Yeah. We'll get to the potholes. Yeah.
It really starts local. It's, you know, I want to say grassroots per se, but, you know, a lot of positive discussion, whether that's around the coffee table or on social media. You know, I want to give a strong thanks to our local chambers and entities. You know, the EDC, the Economic Development Council, the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce and CEO Council, and the Peoria Area Convention and Visit Bureau, all regional organizations that represent the entire region, came forth to put their skin in the game to get this launched. But really what has made this happen is the Pekin Chamber, Amy McCoy over in Pekin, Rick Swan, East Peoria, the DDC, Michael Freilinger stepping up, local chambers from across the area coming together and say, yes, we want to be in as well. It's not really a regional effort until they step up and truly engage, and they have done that, and I applaud them for doing that. Good. To really carry this forward.
And real quick,
so give thanks to those that see the big picture with all of us.
Yeah, and real quick, and that's a good point, because sometimes the other communities, East Peoria, Morton, Washington, Pekin, Elmwood, whatever, Pekin, they don't think that they're part of the game, and it's just not Peoria. It is this region. In fact, Greg and I call the 8-county region the region.
They didn't take our name. It's the Greater Peoria 2030. That's what the name of this
right.
is.
Right, and it's the region. Yeah. But to get companies just to move anywhere in this area doesn't mean that people are going to live in that community. They'll live in our region, and so we got to build up the branding of the region.
Yeah. Yeah, and Leanne Brown over in Morton is championing this as well, and, you know, Chillicothe was there. So, you know, this is what really makes it, when Amy and Coy stuck up yesterday and say, what's good for Pekin is good for Peoria, and what's good for Peoria is good for Pekin. Those are the remarks we love to hear, and that's the momentum we have moving forward. So,
all right, buddy.
It's really encouraging. Appreciate it.
Well, keep us posted, we'll be talking about Greater Peoria 2030 weekly, every couple of weeks, if not. For the next, let's see, how long, much longer we got? If I'm still doing this job in 2030, I need you to come remove me, JD. Will you promise me that?
Well, I think at 2030, he'll come in and we'll all hand the baton over.
No, we'll just, no. I don't want to see the end of this campaign on the air. All right, buddy, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you, JD Delfonso.